Forgiving someone who's hurt you is one of the hardest of all things to do. Forgiveness is incredibly important in order to get on with your life. But nevertheless, it's difficult to achieve. Unless, of course, that is, you do it Jesus' way. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today on the program, we're going to be taking a look at the power of forgiveness from a different perspective. Whenever I talk about forgiveness on the program, I get a big response from people who are listening, much of it telling me about the terrible things that have happened to them and how difficult it is to forgive. And it's true. When someone's hurt you deeply, it's incredibly hard to forgive. Some of the stories that people share, they're enough to make your heart break. The question that I'm asked over and over again, though, is this. Okay, we know we're supposed to forgive, but how do we actually forgive other people? I mean, how? I know that I should, I just don't know how. And that, I have to tell you, is a really good question. I've had a couple of people in my life who hurt me incredibly deeply through serious betrayal. It's a couple of decades ago now, but it was such a deep hurt that if I hadn't learned how to forgive them, it would still be eating away at me like a cancer today. And that's why today we're going to talk about how to forgive. Not through anything clever I've come up with, but through what Jesus has to say. And that's what this series of messages, Jesus Speaks, Jesus Heals, is all about. You may remember a few days ago on the program, we had a look at this scripture verse, Matthew chapter 7, verses 28 and 29. Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. There's something powerful and healing about Jesus speaking directly into your life. That's why we're spending this time in what I call the purple patch of teaching in the first few chapters of Matthew's Gospel, because I know that Jesus wants to bring some healing into your life through what he has to say. Yep, there are some amazing miracles in chapter 8, and we'll talk about a few of those at the end of this series. But my observation is that when Jesus speaks into your heart, when the Holy Spirit takes God's word and writes it on your heart, there are more miracles that happen through that than we ever see at a healing service. Amen? And if we can get Jesus' plan for getting forgiveness happening in your heart, hey, that's a miracle. It's a miracle that sets you free from the hurts of the past. It's a miracle that I've experienced in my life. Max, my producer here in the studio, and I, a few years ago, were sitting down for a cup of tea after one of our sessions together. Now, he knows some of the terrible things that have happened to me in the past, and he said something along these lines. He said, "It's amazing how completely God has set you free from those things." Do you know what? I really hadn't thought of it that way. But what he said is absolutely true. And with all my heart, I believe it's because I get to spend a lot of time in God's Word to do what I do. And God's Word has taken root in my heart and sprouted and set me free. See, I'm amazed how we go chasing after help for our troubles here and there and everywhere else, as though somehow an aspirin and a Band-Aid are going to help the deep hurts in our hearts. If you want to pull out a weed in your garden, you take it out by its roots, yeah? Well, it's the same with the hurts in our lives. There are plenty of people out there who will pander to your symptoms, but only Jesus will heal your diseases. Here's what Jesus said about forgiveness. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 14. "Pray then in this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And don't bring us into a time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you." I want you to notice something about this teaching about forgiveness. It comes in the context of what? Of prayer. And that is the key to experiencing forgiveness. Finally being able to forgive someone for what they did to you and being set free from the burden of their wrong towards you. And unless you're set free, you're going to allow them to keep on hurting you. That's why forgiveness is so important. And actually, this is Jesus saying this, not me. God forgiving you is conditional on you forgiving others. And the way you do that is to pray for them. Again, here it is, Jesus, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 45. You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Let me tell you something. The more you pray for the people who hurt you, the more God will set you free from the unforgiveness. The more you pray for the people who hurt you, the more the pain goes away, the more your life comes back, and the more you are able to forgive them. Look, it may not happen overnight, but it will happen. Forgiveness is when, in our hearts, we give up the right to punish those who have hurt us, or to get recompense, or even an apology from them. I've heard it said you can't forgive someone unless they ask you for forgiveness. But that's not true. Jesus went and died on the cross for you before you ever asked for his forgiveness. Pray for your enemies, and if you can, bless them. Keep doing that faithfully, and Jesus will do something for you that you yourself cannot do. He'll bring healing and forgiveness into your heart. He will set you free, and when he sets you free, you'll be free indeed. You see, it's the Jesus plan, and it actually works. Maybe you're thinking, Bernie, it sounds too simple. Well, in my experience, it wasn't simple at all. The two people who betrayed me terribly, I regularly pray for their salvation and for God's blessing in their lives. Now, see, it's almost 20 years on, and I'm still praying that because you know what? That's what Jesus taught me to pray. And that's how healing came to my heart. It's completely counterintuitive. I mean, really it is. But I've never found any other way to conjure up a sense of forgiveness in my heart for people who've hurt me. As strong as I am, I have never been able to find the strength to forgive those people who've hurt me so deeply. The deeper the hurt, the harder it is to forgive. Look, some forgiving is easy. I love my wife dearly, and as wonderful as she is, she's not perfect, nor am I. So forgiving her takes no effort at all for me. But other forgiveness is hard. And for that forgiveness, you and I need Jesus. Jesus is the answer to unforgiveness. Jesus is the power to forgive. And Jesus is the healing that you've been looking for all your life. Yeah, look, we can chase around looking for help in all sorts of places when the only help that helps is closer than we ever imagined. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? And Jesus said to him, no, I don't say seven times, but 77 times. Ouch. 77 times? You know, when someone hurts you the same way the third time or the fourth time, you're ready to punch them out, right? You're ready to be finished with them. You're ready to reject them and to cut them off. Three or four times seems enormous. Seven is a lot, and Jesus is using hyperbole here. He's saying not seven, but 77 times. Try that in your own strength, and let me know how you get on. Alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.